Hello everyone, this is Turd Flinging Monkey, and today I'm going to show you how I prepare my steaks. I'm using sirloin tip roast. This is a very cheap cut of meat for only $7.99 a pound, so less than $40, and I basically can make an entire week's worth of steaks. Now, I recently bought this meat slicer, which I'm going to use to cut the steaks. You can use a butcher knife. You can cut it up by hand. I was cutting up my steaks by hand before I bought this meat slicer, but now that I got this meat slicer, I can make nice uniform cut steaks, which is pretty nice, and I'm gonna show you how I use that. But again, you could use a regular knife and a cutting board, and you could slice this up into steaks however you want. But if you have a meat slicer, it just allows you to make more uniform cuts. So you can cut it up without any, you know, different pieces with scraps and whatnot. But I'm just gonna show you my meat slicer that I recently got. So you just push the meat against it and then slide the thing back and forth. I mean, if you've eaten at Jersey Mike's where they slice the meat right in front of you, you've already seen how this works. So it doesn't cut the meat super thick, about the thickness of a slice of bread. You could get a different one. The one I got was pretty small and cheap, and it allows me to cut the steaks yay thick. But this is about all you do. Again, if you want to cut your steaks with a knife, you can. It's gonna be a lot harder to make consistent cuts where they're the same size. That's the only issue. That's why a meat slicer is handy. You can get nice, thin steaks, however you like. Now I'm speeding up the footage right here just to get through this, so you don't have to watch me just slowly cut through this roast again and again for the foreseeable future. Now once you get close to the bottom, you want to use this little plastic thing, protect your hands. But that's about it. All right, now I have this attachment. This goes to my KitchenAid mixer, and this allows me to tenderize the meat. You can get a standalone unit that has like a handle, but if you have a KitchenAid mixer, they do sell these devices that attach the KitchenAid mixer like so, and they just screw onto the front, and you take the steaks, you turn it on, and you just kind of put the steaks through the top, and then kind of pull them out through the bottom, and this will smush them and put little holes in them. It uses two rollers. You could also use like the tenderizer hammer that has the spikes on it, or you could get the one that you push down and has the little swords. You could tenderize the meat however you want. You use a fork. Just stab the meat with a fork if you want. This is just easier. And if you have a KitchenAid mixer, this attachment is like 30 bucks. So it's just easier for me. You just drop the steak in the top, pull it out the bottom. You can see how flat and tender the meat is. It even works on the fat. So you don't have to worry about, unless there's bones in it, I wouldn't put bones through it, but you can use this for pretty much any cut of meat as long as there isn't bones. This will tenderize the fat as well as any kind of connective tissues, which do render down. So anyway, I'm gonna speed up the footage again. I'm just doing this to all my steaks. This will make them a little bit wider, a little bit fuller. This thins the meat out a bit, and it also adds the little holes, which helps break up the muscle fiber and makes the meat nice and tender, just like a more expensive cut of meat. And there we go. Now, when you're done, some of the meat or fat may have pulled and separated and wrapped. It's fine, just clean it off. It cleans off in the sink. Just use a dish brush, no problem. And then you just take it off. It's all mechanical, no electronic parts. All right, we're gonna transfer the meat back onto the lid, and we're gonna get the meat tenderizer to do a second stage of tenderizing on this tough roast meat. And so the tenderizer that I have is from Walmart. It's just called Seasoned Meat Tenderizer. It literally costs a dollar in the seasoning section. And it's not just the meat tenderizer itself, because it needs a stabilizer. So it does have salt. It has paprika, onion, garlic, and other stuff too, including some chemicals, but whatever. The main thing is the bromelain, which is the food enzyme that is found in pineapple, which helps break down protein, which is why it works as a meat tenderizer. Now, I use these mixing bowls just so I don't waste the meat tenderizer, even though it only costs a dollar. I just put the meat in, drop the seasoning on it, you know, flip it over, and then there you go. And then I put it in the glass casserole dish. Now, you can use a plastic dish, but I like to use glass just to, you know, glass is better. It doesn't have the microplastics and whatnot. So all you do is you just season both sides and then put it in the dish. Once you're done with all the meat, all you got to do then is put the dish in the fridge for 24 hours. This will give the salt and the meat tenderizer time to work on the meat. And you come back the next day, you can grill these up, and they are so tender and so flavorful. The meat tenderizer, I used to use like a whole blend where I'd use kosher salt and other spices, but the meat tenderizer already has onion, garlic, paprika, and other stuff like that. So it works really well. And I used the last piece just to kind of wipe out the seasoning so that I don't waste it. But there you go. The last little scrap is used to catch all the meat tenderizer seasoning, and I'm done. My steaks are prepared, and I can cook them tomorrow. Anyway, this is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching. I hope you learned something, and I'll see you next time.